Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to West Virginia. I want to give you a much deeper look at why Manchin is doing what he's doing. Joe Manchin has really disappointed a lot of people, including me. Joe Manchin has the power, because I think Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona would follow him, to simply say, okay, we're going to suspend the filibuster for one bill, just one bill, and I'm going to vote for it, and that's SB1, HR1. That would change, that would eliminate all of this voter suppression around the country. It would outlaw gerrymandering, outlaw it for congressional elections, for federal elections. And that would have the effect of realistically getting rid of it for state elections. And it would make sure that absentee ballots were permitted with safeguards, that there were adequate voting machines, that there was early voting, and it was in orderly fashion, counted correctly by independent people. Why is he not doing that? Let me give you some background facts, tell you why I think he's making a terrible mistake, even in his own interest. In this last election, Trump carried West Virginia by 39 points, plus 39. No other state in the country gave either candidate more than a plus 16 margin of victory. Plus 39 is unbelievable. From 1996 to 2020, the state shifted, West Virginia, from Republican to Republican, from Democrat, by a net 60% shift. This was a strong Democratic state for Franklin Roosevelt, Harry Truman, John F. Kennedy, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, even. But it shifted from 1996 and 2020. Manchin was a Democratic governor. In 2010, he was very popular. And that's why when he ran for the Senate in 2010, he won. He won. And he won by a decent margin because he's a popular governor. In 2018, Manchin got reelected, but just with a 3% margin, 3%. And most observers say it's because it was a non-presidential year and it wasn't a huge turnout. And he only managed to win by 3%. And 2018 was a good year for Democrats around the country, as you know. As you know. In the last approval poll, October of 2020, 8 months ago, Manchin's approval rating in West Virginia was only 33%. His disapproval was 51%. That's all driven by perceptions of the National Democratic Party. Manchin hasn't changed. Now, some people say Manchin has stabbed the Democratic Party repeatedly in a lot of things. That isn't true. Back when Obama was president, we had 60 Democratic votes, but one of them was a guy named Nelson from Nebraska, who was like Manchin or worse, always voted with the Republicans. And you don't get to a filibuster breaker without 60 votes, and we get 59. It never occurred to anybody to bust the filibuster back then. Obama got really constrained, really constrained. Manchin, at least, voted to convict Donald Trump based on articles of impeachment for Ukraine and the January 6th insurrection. He did that. And he also went along in budget reconciliation for the initial COVID bill, very big bill. So he did that. But here's what I think he is doing. He's up for re-election in 2022. So, in 2022. In 2022, he's thinking, especially in West Virginia, won't be good for Democrats, period. And the last time in 2018, he got 3%. No, I think I just misspoke. He's up again in 2024, not 2022. But 2024 is a presidential year, unlike 2018. And if Trump is on the ballot, or if somebody's on the ballot for the Republicans that Trump endorses, what's going to happen in 2024 is that, remember, Trump won by 39 points this time, even after he'd been impeached once on Ukraine. 39, and even though he mishandled COVID, he won West Virginia by 39 points. He or his surrogate in 2024 is likely to win West Virginia anyway, and West Virginia is going to lose a congressional seat. It's only going to have two after this census, two electors in the House and then two in the Senate, four electors. But if Al Gore had won West Virginia in 2020, strike that, in 2000 against George W. Bush, he'd be president, would have been president. So it's important. But more importantly, what does it do to Manchin? If Trump or a surrogate is on the ballot in 2024 in West Virginia, when Trump won with a 39% margin last time, and Manchin only managed to win by 3% in 2018, a good Democratic year, is looking very bad for Manchin, especially because he's 18 points underwater in approval disapproval, 33 to 51. So sadly and stupidly, in my view, he's thinking, well, I got to throw a bone to the cult base, the Trump cult base. You can't throw him a bone. You can throw him a dinosaur femur, and they'll want the other femur from the dinosaur. Believe me, they're insatiable, absolutely insatiable. So he's going, okay, I won't redo voting and get rid of gerrymandering and get rid of these unfair attacks and voter suppression. Maybe that'll appease him. Well, first of all, why are you in the Senate, Jack? You've had two terms already. You're in your second term. And it's time to be a statesman. Secondly, believe it or not, people like honesty and authenticity, even if they don't agree with some of the issues. Take a guy like Sherrod Brown in Ohio. Sherrod Brown, that's a fairly conservative state, been a blue state for president for a while. Sherrod Brown is far to the left, far to the left. And he wins. He wins because people know that he believes what he's doing. They like that. And he wins by like 5 points. If Manchin agreed to suspend the filibuster for SB1 and HR1, and if he agreed to suspend the filibuster for a January 6th insurrection because officers got attacked, his popularity would go up. Luke, you're at the microphone. I'd like to hear from you. What's on your mind, Luke?
I don't know. I think we're just underestimating the amount of West Virginia and Arizona voters that really would be open to voting for either a Democrat or a Republican. There are swing voters. But, you know, if you touch the filibuster, an arcane rule that probably most voters couldn't tell you about, then they're definitely not going to vote for the Democrats. I don't think we're fully appreciating how many of those people are out there, Matt.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. Not everybody is a dyed-in-the-wool Republican or Democrat. I mean, the deal is this. The deal is this. The fact is that even though the Republicans win in West Virginia, Manchin did win by 3%. He won by 3% in 2018. If he got up there and said, look, I'm a Democrat. I'm a West Virginia Democrat. I'm conservative on some social issues. But I am going to reform voting. I think it's necessary. I'll keep the filibuster for some stuff, but not for this one. If he did that, and on January 6th, officers got attacked, stabbed, eyes bulged out.
My other thought, though, Matt, is, I mean, okay, so Manchin says he doesn't want to touch the filibuster because he wants these pieces of legislation to be bipartisan. He's strictly saying that it needs to be a bipartisan effort for voting rights or for whatever you want to do in regards to voting. But he completely ignores the fact that 22 states have already changed their election laws since the 2020 presidential election. 22 states changed their election laws. And I do not believe that a single Democrat was on board for any of those election law changes. They were all happened under GOP watches. So GOP states, 22 of them changed their elections. Almost 50% of the states have changed their election voting laws since 2020 under the guise of the big lie. I don't understand why Manchin believes that this needs to be a bipartisan effort then. There is not a bipartisan effort that is happening across the country in these 22 states that is getting us to where we are, where we need the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, where we need the For the People Act. And Manchin sponsored he co-sponsored the For the People Act in 2019. So I just don't understand why we're having this delay in protecting voting around the country.
Right. No, that's a powerful argument, as well as expressed as I've heard. Frankly, I think Joe Manchin's full of it. I don't think he cares about, I think he wants to get reelected, and he's making a stupid mistake thinking that he can stand in the way, you know, permit gerrymandering going forward, and somehow that's going to get him reelected in West Virginia. It ain't. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. As always, gerrymandering is my big thing, as you well know, because we do have a illegitimate government in the state of Wisconsin. It was all gerrymandered. And actually, we don't have anybody fit in the Republican Party to take over for Tony. I mean, they could win by accident, I guess, but they have nobody. You've got the Walker clone in Rebecca, and other than that, this Republican Party is on the wrong side of almost every issue in this state. And the national side, Manchin, I hope you're, like I said, I hope you're correct, because on a national level, they're on the wrong side of putting every issue also. The insurrection that happened January 6th is absolutely, positively the worst. Trying to bury that, it's ridiculous. Manchin has to realize that these people they don't care. So I hope you're correct, because you not only have HR 1, you also have the infrastructure and investigation into what happened January 6th. There's corporations involved in this. There's maybe even Rojo's involved in it. Who knows? But for some reason,
you're making great points. And here's the deal. Two things. One is, you're right on the insurrection. You're also right on gerrymandering. And I do not believe that Manchin is in good faith worried about he knows it's not bipartisan, any of it. What Luke said is exactly right. It's all baloney. I think it's a sad, stupid, servile way from him to think he's going to get reelected this way. It ain't going to happen. West Virginia's a tough state. His one shot is to be honest, get rid of gerrymandering, let the chips fall where they may. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not alone.